And I guess the last thing I have for you is, tell me where this happened. Can you play something else while the cops are outside? Where did that occur?
Oh, we can't tell you.
Okay. We can't?
No, we
can't. It was in Montreal.
I don't remember what the bar
was
Montreal. Called.
It was Bar de Paris.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, the cops showed up. I don't think it was necessarily because we were too loud or anything, but yeah, we were told to just, like, stop for a quick minute until the cops left.
Play smooth jazz for a second.
And, yeah, right?
CJLO 1690 AM Grade A Explosives Hour 2 has begun, and that is a snippet of an interview that I did with Grimelda down at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, this year. It like a month ago. It seems crazy that that was a month ago. Time has no meaning. Oh, the deep and utter well of sadness that I pull from all of the time. What you just heard there before the break, which we will, you know, cover just so that you have a good idea, was bands who, in fact, did not play at South by Southwest, thus breaking the entire theme of this show. And that's something that I can do because I am the host and am allowed to do that. You heard some Ivy Gardens with Lamb off of their album Goon. They're going to be, as I mentioned, coming in to the station in May when they play here in Montreal. Yes, that's correct. And they will be doing a session. And you can also catch them on the tour. So you can do both of those things. It'll be, you can see the show, and then the next day they're doing a live-to-air session. So you can basically see them twice, which, you know, bang for your buck and all that. So I don't want to say I'm providing a great public service here, but I am providing a great public service here. Yes. And speaking of artful punk bands that are going to be playing here, in June, the fine people in Grimelda are going to be here performing for you. And I'm just going to try to set up a session for that as well. But this year, I got to see them at South By. I got to see a good chunk. I think I saw their full set because I saw a bit of them at the Chess Room, which is where the Range magazine showcase was happening. And then I saw them also at Canada Day during the day. And I got to tell you, seeing a bunch of metal things during the day is very strange, sort of, because it's so, not that it's strange for me because, like, I'm not used to metal bands, more like I'm not used to any place allowing something very loud to play during the day. Like, even at Pop Montreal, we have sometimes been asked to do some, like, various shows. Not Pop Montreal, Fringe is probably a better example. We've done showcases at Fringe, right? And, you know, they've asked us to, like, pick out bands and, like, set it up. And I basically don't get involved in the conversation at all because they're like, oh, we can't have anything too loud playing during the day, which I think is very strange because, like, it's the day and it's kind of supposed to be loud. It's not like at night you want to have things be loud. People are trying to sleep. During the day, in theory, people are awake. Whatever, it's fine. I got to see them perform during the day and there, and between those, I think I saw the full set. I'm pretty sure I saw the full set. Anyway, the point is that I got into Austin, got to the hotel, and then basically dropped off all of my stuff and immediately headed over to interview Grimelda and see their set. And we started off at the actual venue. There was an outdoor stage and an indoor stage. We started doing the interview outside, got delayed a bit because we were chatting with someone, and then we literally began the interview, and it started like this. Now, this is going to be a weird way for me to do this interview, but this is how I'm going to do it. So here is the first beginning part of this interview with Grimelda. So enjoy this.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I'm here with two peoples who you might know before as the Faps, but now they are Grimelda. I'll let them introduce themselves so you can put a voice to a name. So tell the people who you is and what you do's in this band.
My name is Blair. I does drums and...
This is a good description. All right.
Okay. My name is Skylar, and I do the guitar strings, and also kind of like blah, 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 blah. A little bit lower.
So you have the whole spectrum of the wah wahs and the rah rah rahs. Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Okay. All right. I like to start off all my interviews the same way because structure is important. So, what's one thing you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
Well, people used to ask us what the FAPS means all the time, but we're not called that anymore, so we don't get that question. And it's not even that annoying, but... I don't know. I'm not going to strike any question.
And that was how that went. As soon as that first question got answered is when the music kicked in. And so then we had to scramble a bit in order to make it so you could hear anything. And so we had to walk out and continue the interview from there. So here is then the second part of the first part of the interview with Grimelda. Keep it locked. Grade A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, let's try this again. We're doing this. I'm leaving all this in. Anyway, introduction's done. That's good.
Introduction's done.
Oh, wait, but you didn't answer what question you don't want to be asked.
Okay. Well, we can start out, but yeah. I just don't like when people ask us to explain what we sound like for those who don't hear. Just go listen. Just go listen to what we sound like.
Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Yeah, we're in like the extreme tech age. You can like instantly just Google something or
you can find my social insurance number if you just like look hard.
I'm sure. We're in a terrifying world where that's true.
We live in a terrifying world.
It's so feeling when you're rock. Nominated for both a Western Canadian Music Award and a SASC Music Award. Is that an honor? An insult? An indifference? what is your thoughts on this?
Ooh. Be careful how you answer.
I would say, personally, for me, awards in general don't resonate. Like, I'm personally indifferent, but I think they're very important to, like, a community because it's just, like, kind of showing recognition for, you know, all the hard work everyone does. And then, I don't know, especially the SASC Music Awards ceremonies, like, it's all your peers and friends, and it's just, like, lovely to see people be recognized and, like, be all, like, awkward and shy and, like, you know, cause accepting their award. It's, I don't know, it's really nice. I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah,
it's really cute. We played at the SASC Music Awards, and it's nice, but at the same time, it's just like it's so formal for a band that like throws fish at people in the crowd. That it's just like it doesn't like I don't know how to like reconcile the like bureaucracy of it with the fact that like we're ultimately a band that wants just like to make friends with everyone in the room. And sometimes with those awards, it just feels like a little bit too prestigious or something.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be nominated, but it's, like, it doesn't always jive with, like, DIY punk stuff that we're kind of built on.
I feel like maybe that's a little more, like, the higher level awards are maybe more like that, like the Junos or Grammys or something, obviously. But when it's, like, your province or, like, a smaller kind of tight-knit thing, like, they asked us to close out the awards show. Like, they know what we're like. Like, so they obviously, like...
Get these people out of here. Like,
So it's like, you know, it's intention. It's cool that, you know, they're willing to showcase, like, every part of the music community, right? Like, not just the quote-unquote, like, commercially acceptable stuff or agreeable things, right?
I mean, that is the one thing that watching Canada versus the U.S. to see, like, that Canada actually seems to value other types of music in the same way that it does. Like, you watch the Grammys, and it's like, what are we doing here? There's, like, a million categories. Only five of them are shown on TV. Yeah. But the Junos, it's like everything is there that you can see at some point.
That's true. I did see that Ken Mode is nominated again for a Juno, and they're, like, the bleakest, darkest, heaviest, dissonant band on the planet, possibly. And it's cool that, like, yeah, it's, even a band like that is being recognized, so...